contestants are a lawyer from Silver Spring, Maryland, Let's Talk Gunjot. A test prep instructor from Rochester, New York, Jamie Terrell. And our returning champion, a communications and special events director from Wellington, Florida, Allison Samilia, whose one day cash winnings total $9,500. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome, everybody. I must admit, I'm approaching today's game with some misgivings. So far this week, we have had 9 player attempts at Final Jeopardy with only 1 correct response. I'm hoping and praying that is going to change. But before we get to Final, we've got 2 other rounds to deal with, so let's get her done. Here we go, Jeopardy round. And we start you off with these categories today. What's your address? Followed by vehicular activity, 20th century names, celebrity-inspired products. Ah, dance at the wedding. Havan Aguila. No, it's Havan Aguila. Allison, start.
Let's start with celebrity-inspired products for 200, please.
This pop singer, whose last name is a Starbucks drink size, helped create Starbucks Cloud Macchiato. Mushtaq.
Who is Ariana Grande?
Yes.
20th century names for 200.
In June of 1914, he was assassinated in Bosnia by Gavrilo Princip. Mushtaq?
Who is Ferdinand?
Yes, Franz Ferdinand.
20th century names, 400.
She was America's etiquette authority up to her death in 1960 and even beyond. Jamie?
Who is Emily Post?
You're on the board now.
Celebrity-inspired products for 400.
LeBron James helped develop a special mix of this lemon-lime soda, adding cherry and orange flavors. Jamie?
What is 7-Up?
Nope. Mushtaq?
What is Sprite?
That's it.
Vehicular activity for 400.
Bump and rob. A driver rear-ends you, you stop and get out. Is a technique in this form of auto theft. Mushtaq?
What is carjacking?
That's it.
What's your address for 400?
It rises above the Champ de Mars, 5 Avenue Anatole France in Paris. Mushtaq?
What is the Arc de Triomphe?
No. It rises because it is the Eiffel Tower. Mushtaq, back to you.
Dance at the wedding for 400.
Beginning as a Hasidic melody, Havan Aguila has become a tune for this best-known Israeli folk dance. Jamie.
What is the hora?
Right.
Dance at the wedding for 200.
Heading to a wedding in Epirus, better practice the 12 steps of the Kalamatianos, this country's national dance. Mushtaq.
What is Greece?
Correct.
What's your address for 600?
His presidential library, museum, and boyhood home. 200 Southeast 4th Street, Abilene, Kansas. Allison.
Who is Eisenhower?
Yes.
What's your address, 800?
All 12 columns of it are found at Pariser Platz, 10117 Berlin. Mushtaq.
What is the Brandenburg Gate?
You got it.
What's your address for 1,000?
A famous estate. 1 Lodge Street, Asheville, North Carolina. Allison?
What is the Biltmore House?
Yes,
beautiful. What's your address for 200?
11 Wall Street, New York, New York. Allison?
What is the New York Stock Exchange?
Correct again.
Dance at the wedding, 600.
For their first dance as man and wife, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle reportedly chose this fitting 1987 Whitney Houston hit. Mushtaq?
What is I Want to Dance with Somebody?
Yeah.
Vehicular activity for 6.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You can profit the most because you have the most money.
Alex, let's do 2,000.
Okay, here's the clue. Nautical idiom, meaning to complain, when people wish you'd keep quiet and not make waves.
What is not rock the boat?
Yeah, that's good. Don't rock the boat. Go again.
Vehicular activity for 2.
There's a kind of plane in this word for traveling to exotic places and living a luxury lifestyle. Jamie?
What is jet setting?
That's it, and that takes you up to 600. Takes us into break number 1. We'll pause. We'll come right back. Mushtaq Gunja is an attorney from Maryland. And no offense, Mushtaq, but it says here that
You spent a summer working as Indiana Jones.
Well, that's right, Alex. So my first job after high school was as Indiana Jones at Disneyland parades.
Oh, okay.
And the irony was I hadn't seen any of the Indiana Jones movies when I when I started playing the position.
Okay, good for you. Jamie Terrell from Rochester, New York. Currently rehearsing a political satire with a friend of mine. Tell the folks.
I am one of the local actors in a three-person show. It's a political debate. We keep getting updated script with all the latest news incorporated into the script. It's a left-wing, right-wing pundit debating with the God as the moderator. And Ed Asner is playing the role of God. It was written for him.
I don't doubt it. I know Ed well. All right, Allison Semillian is our champion, ladies and gentlemen. She did something which caused me some worry about myself once while I was visiting Italy. You fell into the Grand Canal in Venice?
Alex, that's true. I was 20. It was after a long night of celebrating. And
same with me, but I didn't fall in.
I stepped on the mossy step to try to catch a boat and went in, but a gallant young Canadian, as a matter of fact, jumped in to save me. The water was only 2 feet high, but he saved me nonetheless.
Canadians have a limit. 3 feet, we don't go. All right, let's get back into this, and Jamie has command of the board.
Dance at the wedding for 800.
At Mexican weddings, single women dance near the bride during the lanzar el ramo, or throw of this. Jamie.
What is the bouquet?
Correct.
Dance of the wedding for 1,000.
Wedding dance by this artist, the elder, captures a 16th century celebration in the Low Countries. And the artist this time is Peter Bruegel. Back to you, Jamie.
Celebrity-inspired products for 600.
Blake's Smokehouse Barbecue Pizza from Pizza Hut was inspired by this country music star. Mushtaq.
Who is Shelton?
Blake Shelton, yes.
Celebrity for 800.
Vitamin Water created the Formula 50 flavor for this rapper. Mushtaq.
Who is 50 Cent?
Yeah.
Celebrity for 1,000.
In 2018, this colorful candy brand, beloved by NFL great Marshawn Lynch, put his face on its packaging. Jamie.
What are Skittles?
Yes.
20th century names for 600.
Michael Collins, a hero of the Irish struggle for independence, fought in the 1916 rebellion named for this holiday. Jamie.
What is Easter?
Yeah.
20th century names for 800.
Reading the book The Rocket into Interplanetary Space changed the life of this German who went on to be a rocket scientist. Allison.
Who is von Braun?
Werner von Braun, right.
Vehicular activity for 800, please.
Trying to supervise every aspect of your kid's life is this sky vehicle parenting. Mushtaq.
What is helicopter parenting?
Right.
Vehicular for 1,000.
Trying to remove every obstacle from your kid's path is this winter vehicle parenting. Jamie.
What is snowplow?
Right.
20th century names for 1,000.
About 30 years after the Warren Commission, this future Secretary of State named Warren headed a commission on the LAPD. Mushtaq.
Who is Christopher?
Warren Christopher. Less than a minute to deal with the last category.
How about Aguila for 200?
Aguila is Spanish for one of these birds. Allison.
What is an eagle?
Right.
400.
Mr. Aguila is a famed luchador, one of these entertaining athletes. That would be a wrestler. Go again, Allison.
600.
In both 1915 and 1941, British passenger ships named SS Aguila were sunk by these vessels. Mushtaq.
What are submarines?
Yes.
800.
Atlético Nacional and Independiente Medellín compete in Liga Águila, this country's top soccer league. Mushtaq.
What is Brazil?
No. Allison.
What is Colombia?
Colombia, Medellin. Yes, now the last clue. Population 798. Águila, Arizona lies just northwest of Phoenix in this most populous Arizona county. Allison.
What is Maricopa?
That's right. And that takes you up to 4,600. Jamie goes first in Double Jeopardy when we come back. Allison gave me a correct response a few moments ago, and that put Jamie in third place, and that means Jamie picks first from these categories in Double Jeopardy. Shake hands with Shakespeare. Oh, sounds like fun. Younger than The Simpsons. Behind the musical title, where do you stand? God's inside you. And then we want you to save it
for later because the letters IT will end each correct response. Jamie, off you go.
I'll take Shakespeare for 2,000.
Time is like a fashionable host that slightly shakes his parting guest by the hand, says Ulysses in this Troy set play. Mushtaq.
What is Troilus and Cressida?
Correct.
Shake hands with Shakespeare 16.
Answer. Daily double. All right.
Alex, 100.
Oh. Feel comfortable with Shakespeare, do you?
Not so much.
All right. Take me by the hand and say, Harry of England, I am thine, is how this titled king proposes to Catherine.
What is Henry VIII?
No, you picked the wrong Henry. Henry V. So you were wise to risk and lose only 100. Go in.
Shake hands 4.
First, Marcus Brutus, will I shake with you? Next, Caius Cassius, do I take your hand? Says Antony in this play. Mushtaq.
What is Julius Caesar?
That's it.
Shakespeare 8.
I hold it fit that we shake hands and part, says Hamlet to this faithful buddy in Act 1. Jamie.
Who is Horatio?
He's the one.
Shakespeare for 1,200.
In the play about this title guy, Helicanus, a lord of Tyre, says, then you love us, we you, and we'll clasp hands. Jamie.
What is Pericles?
Correct.
Behind the musical title for 400.
This Broadway musical's title refers to the fabulous new footwear at the Price & Sons factory in Northampton. Allison.
What is Kinky Boots?
That's it.
Musical title, 800.
A sham Vietnamese beauty contest gives us the title of this musical that debuted on Broadway in 1991. Jamie.
What is Miss Saigon?
Good.
Musical for 1,200.
Percy Jackson and his friends realize that war among Greek gods must be prevented in this musical named for the first Percy Jackson book. Bring on the monsters, bring on the real world. Bring on the monsters, bring on the real world. Jamie.
What is Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief?
Yes.
Musicals for 1,600.
Professor Harold Hill is the title character of this 1957 show. Jamie.
What is The Music Man?
Good.
Musicals for 2,000.
This title of a musical set in Newfoundland, beginning on 9/11, is a local slang term for a person not from the Maritimes. Jamie.
What is Come From Away?
Yes.
Save it for later for 1,200, please.
A sworn written statement. Mushtaq.
What's an affidavit?
Correct.
It for 16.
A follower of St. Ignatius. Jamie.
What is a Jesuit?
Good.
It for 2,000.
Illuminated by tapers. Allison.
What is candlelit?
Yes.
Save it, 800.
It's Brit speak for cookie. Jamie.
What is a biscuit?
Yeah.
It for 400.
Spot to preach from, seen here. Mushtaq.
What's a pulpit?
That's it.
Stand for 800.
Answer.
Right. 6,000.
Six this time. All right. Kazakhstan has 1,200 miles of coastline along this large inland body of water.
What is the Caspian Sea?
You are now in the lead. Well done. Go again.
Stand for 12.
Mohammed Daoud Khan took power in this country in a 1973 coup and lost it in a 1978 one. Then the Soviets came. Jamie.
What is Afghanistan?
That's the country.
Gods Inside You for 800.
Named for the blacksmith god, Hephaestion is a protein that's important for metabolizing this metal in the body. Jamie.
What is iron?
Correct.
Gods Inside You for 1,200.
The upper lip outline with two peaks is known as this love god's bow. Allison.
What is Cupid?
Yes.
Gods Inside You, 1,600.
Holding up your head, the atlas is the first of this type of vertebra. Jamie.
What is cervical?
Correct.
Gods Inside You for 2,000.
It's where on the body you would find the girdle of Venus line. Allison.
What is the palm?
The palm of your hand, correct.
Gods Inside You, 400.
This colored part of your eye bears the name of the Greek personification of the rainbow. Jamie.
What is the iris?
Yes.
Where do you stand for 400?
Reflecting its recent history, the two official languages of Kyrgyzstan are Kyrgyz and this one.
Mushtaq.
What is Russian?
Russian, right.
Stand for 16.
Tajikistan's abundant wildlife includes bears and an Asiatic species of these wild canines, also found in Africa. You're looking at a beautiful photo of a jackal. Back to you, Mushtaq.
Stand for 2000.
Home to more than 14 million, this city on the Arabian Sea was once Pakistan's capital city. Mushtaq?
What is Karachi?
Correct, less than a minute now.
Simpsons for four.
4 months after The Simpsons launched in December of 1989, this eye on the universe was launched by the space shuttle Discovery. Jamie?
What is the Hubble?
Right.
2000, please.
Robert James Waller got the idea for this best-selling book when he was taking pictures in Iowa in the early 1990s. Allison?
What is the Bridges of Madison County?
Yes.
1600.
Rumbicize was the original name of this exercise program introduced in the 1990s by Colombian dancer Beto Perez. And that would be Zumba. Two clues left, Allison.
1200, please.
This pro sport introduced wild card teams into its playoff system in 1995. Jamie.
What is the NFL?
No. Mushtaq.
What is baseball?
Major League Baseball. Now the last clue. This video sharing service premiered in 2005 and was sold to Google a year later for $1.6 billion. Mushtaq?
What is YouTube?
YouTube, right you are. You're at 21,700. Impressive scores once again. Here we come with Final Jeopardy today, and the subject is the history of France. Clue in a moment.
An encounter with squeegee kids ends with gunfire. The first-hand account from one teen who was there, breaking the rules. Wait until you hear how a suspended high school football player got his coach fired.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
In this spooky Geico commercial, when the gecko opens a music box, up comes one of these figures from the Italian for Dancing Girl. What is a ballerina? Happy Geicoween. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
For our final today, we deal with the history of France and players. Here's your clue. This modern regime that lasted 4 years changed the national motto to Travail, Famille, Patrie. Work, family, fatherland. 30 seconds for you. Good luck. Come to our champion, Allison, first. You had 12,200. What did you write down? Another question. Oh, today you wrote three question marks. So you were triple in doubt. Yeah. Let's see what it cost you. 4,800. Okay. You dropped to 7,400. Let's go to the lady in the middle. Jamie, 17,200 going into final. And what did you write down? Patrim?
Patriarchy?
Patriarchy, no. And it'll cost you 7201, dropping you to 99.99 and taking us to Mushtaq, who was leading with 21,700. And he wrote down, what is the third regime? No, it was Vichy France. Oh, Vichy France. That's why I said fatherland, the tie to Germany. It's going to cost you something, young man. How much? Oh, too much? 12,714, yeah, and guess what, Jamie? You're the new Jeopardy champion with $9,999. Low scoring wins this week, but that's all right. You get to play again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico.